from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Got some Olympic updates for you, so get ready for that spoiler. But also, it feels like it might be over. But what are your reasons for Rangers optimism? I want to try to cheer us up and turn this around. In the Olympic women's basketball semifinal, the United States defeated Australia 85-64. So they move on to the finals, where they will play either Belgium or France. And also now we're getting to maybe the weirdest sport in all of the Olympics. Is the indoor bike racing, where the goal is to not be ahead pretty much for the first few laps, and then you just go like crazy on the last lap or two. I've always been fascinated by this sport.
Explain why the goal is. Is it because you're trying to get the drag from somebody else?
Yes.
And then you whip around them. You do the whip.
Yeah.
The slingshot around them at the very end.
I believe so. To be honest, I believe so. I think this is amazing and very scary.
Yes.
We would all wreck, and we would all like plop on the plywood they've made this
I agree with
track
you.
Out of.
Now, it doesn't look good for the Rangers. If you missed, I believe it was our opening segment earlier in the show, we talked about how through 115 games, no team has ever made the playoffs with a record as poor as the Rangers at this point. So it's not looking very optimistic from that standpoint. You look at the second half of the season, the Rangers have lost every one of their series to teams not named the White Sox. So not looking good from that perspective. If you missed it earlier, the Rangers are rained out today. They will have a doubleheader starting tomorrow, 11:30 pregame, 12:05 first pitch right here on The Fan. What are your reasons, if any, for Rangers optimism?
Not much. I don't think it's going to happen. Okay. I think that at the end of the year, they're probably going to be closer to 90 losses than 90 wins.
Yeah.
So that's my reality of where the Rangers are now. But if you want me to give optimism, here's where I would have to hope and pray. I heard you guys yesterday talk about this a little bit, and I'll go with Corey. Somehow Adolis Garcia turns into one of the five best hitters in baseball again. He has been just MIA since about May 10th. I don't know exactly what date it happened, but somewhere in early to mid-May, his season just took a turn, and it has just been really bad.
He looks like a lollygagger out there.
And so he turned, like, number one for me, Adolis Garcia, there's 47 games left.
That's correct.
He has 47 RBIs in 47 games. Now, I'm not saying one per game.
No,
there's
going to
be games that he struggles, but
he's right. The reason you win a couple of those games, because maybe he has 4-1.
If all of a sudden he, in the first month of the season, he hit close to 300 with like 8 home runs, he's going to now have to hit the rest of the season starting tomorrow, I guess, in the doubleheader, hit 300 with 47 RBIs and over one OPS.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if I'm optimistic about it, but no, I'm just telling
still,
you, like,
that's what needs to happen.
That would be my optimism, is that I've seen Adolis do this for small stretches. This would be the biggest stretch in his life if he ever went 2 months on a stretch. But yeah, he has to go on a heater where we start going, my gosh, he was the MVP of the second half of the season.
One of the ones that I thought about straight away was, and I think you and I are probably in the same spot, Mike, in terms of there are good players on this team. There are good things happening on this team. It just doesn't look likely, but if it were to happen, here are some of the reasons. Malley looked really good in his first start.
Now, that was awesome, actually.
I realize that got lost because of what was happening.
You lost
the
game.
Well, that too, but also because of what was happening on the other side.
Yeah.
But
We
did. We scored 2 runs.
It was late, but we did it.
I thought Malley looked really good in his first start, and DeGrom went up against hitters. And so I'm like, hey, maybe Malley does come back and he's strong. Maybe Jacob DeGrom doesn't hit any more setbacks. And he's back and ready to go. And so that's what I've come up with for my optimism. Now, I realize the issue, of course, with that is those players don't hit. But that is one of the things that I heard. One of the things that I thought. And when you hear that the DeGrom throwing went, quote, really well, that is encouraging.
I'm with you. I'm looking at this to add on your optimism. Right now, the Rangers team ERA is 3.99, which is pretty much right in the middle of baseball.
Yeah.
The best ERA in all of baseball as a team right now is 3.19 for the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, if the offense is going to stay the same, which if it does, they're going to lose 85 to 90 games. But if the offense gets better,
yeah,
I'm not even going to put them as top five. That's probably too much to ask. But you're probably going to have an ERA the rest of the way that's better than Tampa Bay for the whole season.
And one of the things that factors into that that I think is, encouraging is Chafin being at the strengthening the back of your rotation and being a beast against left-handers, because if there is one thing that we feel like has really worked for the entirety of the season, it's the very, very back part of your bullpen. Yeah. And if you add another piece to that, that's what you're going to need. You're going to need, like, hey, maybe my starters only give you 5 or 6, but once you get there, you're done.
And I know you haven't updated this and I forget the exact number, but you had at one point in the second half of this season, scoring more than 4 runs is almost impossible for the Rangers.
It really is astonishing.
So if you look at...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Them scoring 3 to 4 runs a game is about what you're going to get. I mean, on average, the Rangers in New York will probably score 10 runs. Well, then that means, I know that it adds up differently, but if you're going to win the series, most likely you're going to have to hold the Yankees, with Aaron Judge and Juan Soto and what they're doing offensively this year, you're going to have to hold them as a team. You're going to have to hold them to 9 runs or less in the 3-game series, which means that would be a team ERA of 3 or better. To win the series, you can only give up a total. And I'm not even saying you're going to win the series doing this, but to your point, you have to somehow figure out a way how to only give up 9 or less runs in the 3 games in the Bronx.
Corey, the Rangers in the second half have played 19 games.
All right.
How many times?
It's almost 20.
That is true. We'll get to 20 on Saturday.
Yep.
How many times?
And 21.
That is also true. Good point. How many times do you think that the Rangers have scored more than 4 runs in 19 games?
19 games, 7.
5.
That was close.
So, I know they lost one of them against Boston. They lost 11-6 in one.
That is true. They actually lost another one to Toronto 6-5. But if only I can only count on more than 4 runs, one out of every about 4 games. So not even necessarily once a series. That is, to dramatically understate, not good.
This is a tough segment, to be honest. I'm so discouraged, Corey, with what happened against Houston. I shouldn't be. It was just a 3-game series, but then I go to, it's not just a 3-game series. It's Baltimore. It's Toronto. It's St. Louis. It's Boston. Now it's Houston. I mean, if you don't play the White Sox, you can't win a series.
Yeah.
The thing that really has, what I said yesterday about Adolis definitely still exists. If somehow he finds his happy drug, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's cheese. All right. Cheese has an element cheese in it that makes people happy. Maybe there's something else that he can find that just kind of brings him back to life. That's the one thing. But still, Kevin, I stick to this 5.5.
Yeah.
5.5 games back. You can make up two of those games tomorrow, right? Or maybe one or something like that.
You have the potential to make one and a half.
So, like, that's a big deal. And I've still just being that close, being right there, almost in the mix, gives me that kind of hope. Now, the Mally thing honestly gives me more hope for next year because I feel that's what I'm looking at, like, my rotation next year and what they're spending, who might be leaving, and what your goals are going to be in the offseason. But for this, you know, where Bochy tells us every day, every time we talk to him, for this day, for this series, for this the rest of this season, it's the fact that you still have a glimmer of hope. It's dwindling.
Yeah,
it is dwindling a lot. But 5.5. It says 5.5 on ESPN right now.
Yeah, that's so right.
Somebody said they're 6.
It's really 6 if you want to do the tiebreaker. Yeah. At this point, you can't have the same record as the Astros. Yeah. If you have the same record as the Astros, you lose. So that was. Now it's not 5.5 against Houston. It's 6 against Houston. And you can say it's still 5.5 against Seattle. But I just. Ugh.
The thing that would have made
Before it got rained out today, by the way, the game's rained out. The Rangers were the biggest underdog in all of baseball before they had to pull the game off the board because of the rainout. Like, that's where Vegas sees the Rangers going to New York as. The team that is least likely to win today in all of baseball is the Texas Rangers.
Who's the most likely dude to stand up in that club? And Mike, I don't know if this has happened already a couple times this year.
Yeah.
But who's the most likely dude to stand? It would be Semien that he would stand
probably
up and say
not.
Something?
I think he's a quiet guy. I think he's a good leader. Don't get me wrong. I think that he's a good leader by example. I don't think he's that vocal of a leader. I know he has been, but not like maybe from Michael Young. I know I'm going back because I know Michael.
Yeah.
Honestly, maybe Max Scherzer, but as a pitcher who's not even pitching, who's pitched 5 games this year. I don't even know if he's pitched 5 games. Like, that's probably your most vocal guy. But I don't know if it rallies anybody right now.
It's got to take a special touch, Kevin, to call out an Adolis.
Yeah.
But also get him to say, you know what, he's right. And that's what that right leader does whenever you're in this kind of apparel, whenever you're in this kind of situation. You have that one person who's like, I know every one of y'all. I also know I have the respect of all these guys because I give my all. And I know, so I'm going to stand up and say this. I'm going to call people out and hopefully get the best out of them instead of turning them off and turning them the other way.
I know this is, well, I love what you're saying because I know this isn't about this year. You can't change it anymore. You can release players if you want, but you can't change the chemistry of this team. And this isn't fair. This team won a championship last year.
Somehow they did it.
But in the offseason, maybe Chris Young has to go get
Austin Hedges.
Yeah, or like, I hate saying this.
I did not expect that.
Maybe get some really loud vocal jerks.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you have too many guys that are just, we're going to play baseball today. If we win, we win. If we lose, we lose. I don't know. Like, it's just all this whole season is making me question the future.
Yeah.
These guys won a championship. Obviously, they're not defending it at all. They are struggling tremendously. In fact, tomorrow when I have to do my keys to the game for Bally's for doubleheader, my first key, I'm already going to give it away. Have fun. Forget about the championship. Forget about this season. Just go out there and play like you're a bunch of 10-year-old boys. Like, I don't know what else to tell you guys, because I do believe what Boach is saying. These guys are trying hard. And in a way, maybe they're putting too much pressure on themselves to win.
Maybe.
Because they're defending the title. I don't know, but like, you guys don't look like you're having fun. And I get going 0-4 and getting hammered more than winning the game. It's not fun. That it's tough to have fun when you lose more than you win. It's tough to have fun when you're 0-4 at the dish on a consistent basis. But I'm like, something has to change here, because there doesn't seem to be this connection of we'll figure out how to win. We will figure a way to win. And I kind of was like, dude, just try to steal all the bases. If it doesn't work, so what? It's not working, not stealing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of where I'm at, is like, start trying to do dramatically different things than you've done. And maybe that will change.
Maybe you bring Scott Stapp in. Just have him.
Is it the lead singer of Creed?
Yeah. Have him do an a cappella version. Guys, we got to get back to it.
Have him manage the game.
Yeah, have him manage with Boach. Assistant.
Okay.
Interim manager. I don't know what it's called.
No, have fun.
Bad ideas.
Number one, have fun.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.